Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Peifinger, the new and weekly English-spoken summary for the Austrian stock market. Positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-languaged podcast Christian Drastil, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Alison. Week 37 was again a not so good week for our ATXDR, which lost 1.58% to 6,149 points. News came from UBM, Vienna Airport, OMV, Palfinger, Semperit, Valneva and Bira Mobility. The top performer was Varimpex. At the end of the list we found this week AT&S. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart Alison.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 37, Monday. BNC, Austrian Investment Groups BNC, with stakes in stock lists companies AMAG, Lenzing and Semperit, takes a stake in Munich-based technology company Awake Mobility. The technology company Awake Mobility develops and operates its own hardware and software solutions for real-time vehicle data acquisition from buses, with which reliability, punctuality and environmental friendliness can be significantly increased. BNC Innovation Investments GmbH, BCII, a company of the Austrian BNC Group, has joined Awake Mobility as the lead investor in a capital increase totaling around euro 4 million. Austrian Production Index, the working day adjusted production index for industries in construction, increased by 5.1% in July 2022, compared to July of the previous year, according to calculations by Statistics Austria. Compared to June 2022, it decreased by 3.9%, seasonally adjusted. In comparison with the previous month, June 2022, the seasonally adjusted, EU harmonized, industrial production was down by 3.8% in July 2022. Compared to June 2022, the main industrial groupings MIG showed the following results: intermediate goods minus 1.0%. Consumer non-durables minus 3.9%, capital goods minus 5.1%, energy minus 5.4%, consumer durables minus 12.2%. Tuesday, UBM, real estate developer UBM has followed a major acquisition in the Mainz Customs Harbor with an off-market purchase in the Dusseldorfer Medienhafen. Plans call for the construction of an 8-floor, timber hybrid office building with at least 10,000 square meters of gross floor space and 105 parking spaces on an underground level with more than 4,000 square meters of gross floor space. Thomas G. Winkler, CEO of UBM Development AG: "We decided to use the current state of shock on the transaction market to top up our conservative pipeline. This site on Hallstrasse 12 is located at the entrance to the planned extension of the Medienhafen on the Kesselstrasse Peninsula, which will further increase the value of the address. The prominent neighbor vis-a-vis is the corporate headquarters of the Trivago travel portal. The property was sold by a family holding for a price of euro 1,335.00 per square meter of gross floor space." UBM, weekly performance, minus 3.66%. Vienna Airport: "The upward trend in the number of passengers handled by the Flughafen Group Vienna Airport Group also continued in the holiday month of August 2022. The total passenger volume of 3,578,491 travelers registered by the Flughafen Group Vienna Airport, Malta Airport and Košice Airport represented a rise in passenger traffic of 61% and 2,768,009 travelers at Vienna Airport represented a rise of 56% compared to August 2021. Passenger volumes of the Flughafen Group and Vienna Airport equaled 88% and 87.8% respectively of the pre-crisis level of August 2019, thus only about 12% less than before the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic. The strongest travel day in the summer holiday season took place on July 31, 2022, when passenger traffic amounted to 102,670 travelers, or 90% of the pre-crisis volume 113,069 passengers recorded on July 14, 2019. Flughafen Wien, weekly performance, minus 0.76%. OMV, the international integrated oil, gas and chemicals company headquartered in Vienna and Lufthansa Group, have signed a memorandum of understanding MOU for the supply of more than 800,000 tons of sustainable aviation fuel for the years 2023 to 2030. The companies intend to expand their existing partnership and extend it to include new locations for SAF production and delivery, as well as new SAF production technologies. OMV has already been supplying the first volumes of SAF to Austrian Airlines, part of the Lufthansa Group, at Vienna International Airport since March 2022. OMV, weekly performance, -7.63%. Paufinger, being the world's largest ship-owning nation, Greece has become a maritime hotspot over the past decades. At SMM in Hamburg, the world's leading maritime trade fair, Paufinger signed a letter of intent with Greek business partner Eltrak, deepening their long-standing partnership at land and sea. This makes Eltrak a one-stop shop for all Paufinger products and specifically strengthens the presence of the world's leading provider of crane and lifting solutions in the Mediterranean Sea. Paufinger, weekly performance, -6.87%. Semperit, against the backdrop of the market dynamics for examination and protective gloves, the executive board of Semperit AG Holding reviewed the estimates and assumptions relevant to the valuation with regard to the medical sector, Semperit segment. As a result, a probable impairment loss in the order of approximately euro 50 million as of September 30, 2022, was identified for the segment assets of Semperit. Semperit, weekly performance, 0.33%. Wednesday, OMV, the international integrated oil, gas and chemicals company headquartered in Vienna and Ryanair, have today signed a memorandum of understanding to supply sustainable aviation fuel SAF at Ryanair airports across Austria, Germany, and Romania. While the limited production of SAF remains a global aviation issue, this MOU agreement gives Ryanair unique access to purchase up to 160,000 tons, 53 million gallons of SAF from OMV over the next 8 years, starting in 2023. This would account for a total CO2 reduction of over 400,000 tons, equivalent to approximately 25,000 Ryanair flights from Dublin to Vienna. OMV, weekly performance, -7.63%. VIG, at its meeting, the Supervisory Board's Nomination Committee of Vienna Insurance Group AG Wiener Versicherung Group VIG decided to propose to the Supervisory Board to appoint Hartwig Ledger as CEO of VIG for a period from July 1, 2023, to June 30, 2027. CEO Elisabeth Stadler will not be available for a renewal of her board mandate, which expires on June 30, 2023. VIG, weekly performance, 1.76%. Thursday, Lenzing. The Lenzing Group, a provider of wood-based specialty fibers, is continuing to expand its global clean electricity portfolio by gradually transitioning to green energy at its production site in Nanjing. This will enable its Chinese subsidiary Lenzing Nanjing Fibers to use electricity derived solely from renewable sources from 2023 onwards and reduce the site's carbon emissions by 100,000 tons annually. Lenzing only recently announced the transition to green electricity at its Indonesian production facility. Lenzing, weekly performance, -3.26%. Andritz, Umwelt Schutzhaupterger has successfully completed the startup of an Andritz Aero-1600S granulator at its e-scrap recycling mill in Pfaffenhofen, Austria. The new Aero-1600S granulator is equipped with additional wear protection for higher lifetime. The machine can be maintained easily, reducing downtimes to a minimum and thus achieving higher production. The granulator replaces an existing machine from another supplier. Thomas Hupperger, General Manager, Hupperger Umwelt, says, "This investment helps us to reduce production downtime significantly. Thus, we are saving valuable work time. In addition, we benefit from efficient maintenance work and higher productivity." Andritz, weekly performance, -3.62%. Wirimpex Finanzamt Beteiligungsaktien Gesellschaft was classified as a sanction company by the service provider Six Financial Information Data Sales of subsidiaries in Russia. Six Financial Information announced this morning that inquiries from the company will be denied as the company is not a client of Six Financial Information. Therefore, it is possible that brokers will only trade Wirimpex shares on a restricted basis. It is possible that the previous market makers of Wirimpex will cease their market making activities. In this case, The WIRIMPEX shares would be traded in the standard market segment instead of the previous prime market segment until a new market-making agreement is concluded. WIRIMPEX emphasized that it is currently endeavoring to revise what it considers to be an unlawful classification as quickly as possible. WIRIMPEX itself is not on the U.S. sanctions list, OFAC. The European Commission has not imposed any sanctions on WIRIMPEX either. WIRIMPEX, weekly performance, 24.05%. SMO, Austrian-based real estate company SMO decided to realize the value increases achieved in its German residential portfolio. The liquidity shall be invested, particularly in office properties in Hungary and Austria. SMO expects the acquisitions and portfolio restructuring to have a significantly positive impact on its key earnings figures from 2023 onwards. Following the majority takeover by CPI Property Group, SMO is expected to benefit from operational synergies and close cooperation with CPI Property Group. For example, the acquisition of the Hungarian office properties of the CPI Property Group, including Imofinanz, is currently being discussed. SMO will retain its standalone profile and business model and remain positioned as the owner of a high-quality real estate portfolio with a focus on office properties in the capital cities in the European Union. SMO, weekly performance, 0.44%. Friday, Valneva, an Austrian-French specialty vaccine company, and IDT Biologica today announced they have agreed to terminate their collaboration following the delivery of inactivated COVID-19 bulk vaccine to Valneva, and considering the current order levels and existing inventories. In light of the reduced European Commission order, Valneva has suspended manufacturing of the vaccine and, as compensation, will pay IDT up to €36.2 million in cash and the equivalent of €4.5 million in kind, in the form of specified equipment purchased by Valneva as per the commercial manufacturing services agreement signed in November 2021. IDT Biologica produced Lot 2001 bulk vaccine at its Biosafety Level 3 facilities in Germany, and Valneva bought the batches that were manufactured so far by IDT. Valneva, weekly performance, -1.23%. Peer Mobility, following the application of the index rules, the composition of the ADX Global Players Index will be adjusted, effective Monday, September 19, 2022. Peer Mobility will be included and Agrana will be removed from the index. The index rules stipulate that more than 20% of revenues must be generated outside Europe. Peer Mobility, weekly performance, -1.30%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.